Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Good morning and happy Tuesday.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, oh my God, it's great.
I'm going to rip this day to pieces.
You are? What you going to do?
I don't know.
Oh.
I just know that...
You got this.
I do.
Going to be all over this.
Yesterday was a crazy one.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What happened?
Well, I got to leave here and drive the coast, and it was a nice day, actually. Really nice. Mm. And then I got to go surfing.
Oh, was there good surf?
There was.
Well, that's good. I know it's been flattening out.
It's been very necessary as we've got some stresses at home.
Yeah.
And we're just working on that. That's another thing that was like big deal yesterday.
Oh. Any news or?
New buckets for more poop to be tested.
Yay!
Yeah, all right.
Those are great.
Sure.
Picked
here,
up
poop in this.
A couple of those. No, we don't have any. We still don't know.
And then what do you do?
Then you take the poop to the doctor and they do a test.
In the buckets.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and hello, good Sam. Everyone there knows us. So, I mean that in a good way, in that, you know, the show does well in San Jose.
Yes. Hello, San Jose.
And the people of San Jose are very nice.
Yay.
And so the missus says, I so many nice people said hello today. And I was like, and there you are with a poop bucket. Good for you. Told you to run. I told you to run, and you stayed.
Yep.
You dingbat. I'm talking to her in that.
I know.
Minute.
Of course.
Anyway.
Right.
So yeah, we just were working on that. Yeah. I don't know what
you set her up so many times to get the hell out.
Did.
There she still is.
Her favorite color is red, Vinny.
A million. A million reasons to run.
Yeah.
And she didn't.
Well, she loves you.
Yeah, I guess. Anyway, so. I don't know what to say about that part. Hopefully today's a better day. She hasn't been going to school.
Oh no.
She's losing weight. We're freaking out.
I'm sure you are. I can't even imagine it.
So she stays in all day? Or
right
stays
now,
with Christina?
That's where we're at. It just yesterday was the first day. It was like she can't go to school today. So they just hung out and worked on it. Tried to eat food.
Wow.
So we'll see. What happened over the weekend was she had a fever, and we were like, oh my God, on top of everything, she got the flu? Like, what the hell? So that was sort of a new added wrinkle. So anyway, that's what we're really busy with. So I guess I was joking when I said I'm going to rip this day apart. I'll probably go deal with some more of that.
Yeah. Well, rip that apart.
Yeah, I will.
Let's figure that out.
We can just get to that point where we're like, oh, it's a parasite, or oh, it's
this, that, the other thing, whatever it is, we can build our lives around
right.
that.
Well,
so. I was actually, I feel terrible. I mean,
I don't even want to talk about it because I don't want everyone to feel terrible, but I also know I already brought it up
a
big mouth.
You know,
and now
honestly,
it's out there.
I think sometimes it's best to get it out there and not have it be this, you know, secret that builds. But I was thinking yesterday as I looked through the fridge for leftovers to heat up for myself. I thought, this is so much easier than what you're going through. Like,
well,
I just feel for you. Like, look, life is hard, and life in a family is hard enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, figuring out, you know, who's even cooking, who's doing the shopping, whatever. But then to have it be, I don't even know if my kid who needs to eat will eat this. And if she does eat it, is it going to be okay? Like, I feel you right now.
Yeah.
I
do
appreciate your own health.
It does.
Well, it certainly brings about this feeling like there you are just cruising along.
Yep.
And from out of nowhere, something comes up.
Right.
Yeah.
And there was nothing that was done. There was nothing
right.
that caused it.
It doesn't run in our family, so yeah. We're not like, oh, well, we could have guessed that was going to happen.
Right.
This is trippy. And so, you know, to be praying that it's a parasite, because that's easier to manage than mm-hmm.
Well, right.
Stupid.
I mean, it would be great if it was a parasite, right? I mean, that could be eliminated.
Mm-hmm. So,
good Lord, it's just awful.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's... I think it's taking a toll on the missus too.
Sure. Listen, it's your little girl.
And I try to build her up because she's doing a great job.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
working hard and she's trying to figure it out.
Banana cookies are freaking delicious.
Reading a million books
right.
and on websites and in chat rooms and
figuring
she's
out happily
busy,
decent
right.
things to eat.
And I'm trying to build her up, but I think she's like, thanks. But you can see it on her. She's like,
poor thing.
Yeah.
What about her job? Is she still?
She's working.
Yeah.
Well, she took yesterday off. Mm. But we'll see. You know how companies are.
Yeah.
They need you to be there.
You know,
J-O-B.
Salesforce, though, has a really great record for being.
They do.
You know, family
oriented.
Yeah. Well, just that they appreciate when people have problems in
real
their family.
Life.
They actually seem to really. Care about. I mean, maybe that's just the optics on that place, but it seems like they're a great company.
No, they do a good job, and I've always felt like this. There's a point where you have to say, can I do this job or not?
Right.
And if you can't, then you got to step away from it. You can't keep all of everyone who's depending on
right.
you to be like, we got you over. And I mean, how long can that go on for?
Right. Well,
so there may be a point.
Maybe she takes a leave
where we either don't get this figured out and she quits, or we get it figured out and it's just a bad memory.
Right.
And as luckily kids, I mean, hopefully she'll be like 7 or 8 and be all, I don't really hardly remember that.
That'd be so great.
And we can just be like,
we do.
Yeah. Or maybe you'll be like, yeah, that was a bad episode and we don't think about it anymore either.
Right.
Luckily we figured it out.
So the highlight of my day, though, was going out for a surf and just getting away and being in the ocean and getting a nice, good beating.
Mm. How are like the waves? I keep hearing king tide waves.
King tides are just big tides. They're actually not good for the surf.
No.
So they kind of ruin things. When it's high tide, it's just too much water. And often the swell gets, and certain spots just don't work. And
right.
So that's not really...
I think it was last week. The Friday was supposed to be a huge... I was able to get off my exit.
It wasn't wet down there?
Oh. It was wet down there, and they combed it off so that everybody can get around the huge flooding. But sometimes that road's closed.
Right.
And it wasn't. You know, you just roll through a deep puddle.
Your town is weird.
It is a weird town. There's a lot of parts of it that are really low. There's before we moved into the house we're in, we remodeled it, and we... rented a house in, I think they call them the Birdlands over
there. I remember that. You were not living in your new home for over a year.
For a year. And it was tough because the winter that we went through there, I mean, that is, there are canals, I don't even know what you call them, and our house flooded a couple times. The rental house.
Mm. Oh, the rental.
Yeah.
And
they had, sump pumps sunk everywhere, and the backyard was a lake, and, the water was right at the edge of the sliding door, and it was like, this does not seem like a way to live. And they don't let people remodel over there without taking the house up. Mm. And I think that's why there's not a lot of remodels over there, because people are like, I don't know that I want to spend the first $500,000 raising this house up. Or whatever it costs. I have no idea. Seems like everything's way more expensive out here. people are building whole houses for $150,000 in Alabama.
Sure.
Why can't we do that here?
The land. You see, it seems like no one would ever buy there.
Right.
Oh, is that the case?
A lot of they
can't sell.
They do buy there because they're less expensive than anywhere else in Mill Valley. I think you can still get a house for around $1 million in there. A house that will flood. Yeah, I know. Isn't that great?
$1 million
sure.
flood.
And then you have to buy flood insurance, which is very expensive in that area. I know. It is a weird town.
That's a no, Bob.
Hardcore. I loved that house. We actually had a great time living there, and we loved the neighborhood. And
you did?
I did. But I was like, oh, I'm so glad I don't own this house. Because this house is going to, 1 inch more, and this whole house would have an inch of water in it.
Wow.
It was
gulp.
I know. You didn't want to, you had to be careful exiting the rear of the house because you'd splash water into the house.
Oh my goodness.
It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable how flooded that area. People in the Birdlands right now are going, yeah, I know. Anyway, my one son stayed. He did not go skiing because his birthday is today. Happy 19th birthday. Sean was born 19 years ago. He was born at exactly 5 o'clock in the morning or maybe 5:02.
Me Sean had a chance to go skiing with his boys and he said, nah, I want to have birthday with mom.
No. He wants to have birthday with his friends.
Oh.
So he was on the fence, and I know he's, you know, especially as the pictures of them skiing yesterday started rolling in.
Oh, he blew it.
Well, he's excited for tonight, and he's going to hang with some pals. And
what are they doing, going to dinner?
They're just going to dinner and going bowling, and, you know, he just has his friends, his little group, which he didn't have for a really long time growing up. You know, he had a tough late middle school, high school experience, and so now he's
These are high school friends, then?
They are band friends. That since he was in that band, he's sort of branched out. They're not necessarily, some of them are kids that he hung with in high school.
Uh-huh.
But they, you know, one of them plays bass and one plays
jam.
The drum. Yeah, so they just have some stuff in common. And, you know, as you get older, you find your group, your posse.
Yeah.
You know, so he has that. And I was not going to say, forget that. Go with your dad and your, play with your friends. I'm glad. You missed a few years of that.
Sure.
He had a tough time. So yesterday, actually on Sunday, we talked. I said, listen, you need some clothes. I see you. And you need some clothes. So I said, I'll take you on Monday. We'll go to the Gap's having a big sale.
Mm.
And that's where we get all our clothes from.
The Gap.
Yeah, I got a new shirt. New Gap shirt.
Oh. Let's see.
I know.
T-shirt? Oh,
no, like it's it. It's got like a little ruffle at the bottom.
Oh, cute.
What is that?
Flower patterns.
Right?
It's nice.
Yeah.
So we'll never see it because you're always wearing your parka.
Let's see.
It's a long sleeve.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a cute little shirt.
If you'd have told me your boobs were going to jump 3 sizes from the day I met you, I would have told you that's not possible.
You
can't just
funny?
Get giant cans.
They're not actually. I know they look bigger. I agree with you. I think it's the bras because when I'm naked, they still look kind of small. And then I put them in here and they've got like a thing here.
I don't know. I'm just telling you.
A lot of padding on
you used to wear like a little half shirt and it was and
half
you didn't
shirt.
Even wear like a bra like these little teeny I don't know I just
tank
remember
tops.
Being like
I used to wear tank tops for bras because I just didn't I'm fatter though too, you know, when I get skinnier.
Well, we get older, gain weight, and they get fuller.
Yeah, it's funny though because whenever I'm like, oh, I'm gonna lose some weight, it's like I want to lose some, you know, off my butt, my thighs, and we're taking your boobs.
Oh.
That's the first thing, you know.
That's a trade-off.
That's what they take.
It's the face that gets me. When you look at pictures,
yeah.
And this goes for just about everybody.
Yes.
Even people who stay skinny, somehow your face thickens up some.
Yep.
And those pictures of your old face where you're like,
look at how like small my Slender. Face was.
I was slight, and I had cheekbones.
Yeah.
And none of this thing here.
This is awful. My neck is just a ruin. I was actually thinking yesterday, like if there was going to be some surgery I was going to do, I wouldn't bother with a facelift or Botox or anything. I'd get my neck fixed. Like it's so bad because I feel like I would have.
Thank you, Vinny. My daughter loves that.
Nick!
She
Nick.
Does?
Yeah, she does it all
when
the time.
When does she hear that?
Yeah, she hears me doing it at home.
With who?
Them. That's whatever, your neck. Nick, I just like saying it.
Yeah, grabs him by the neck. Nick! Yeah, that's what I would get done.
No, I mean, if your kid's sitting there laying down watching a show and you stick your fingers in their neck area, it's ticklish. They get a little...
touching it anywhere, they're like a little rubber ball.
And they freak out, so it's fun. I mean, there's a moment.
Yeah.
What's
went
that
shopping.
On your neck? No, my fingers.
My neck.
So did you get a whole wardrobe or what?
Did I?
For the boy.
Yeah, so what's nice about him is he'll try on anything I bring him. That's why what we do is we walk right to the fitting room. Or we grab a couple pairs of jeans. We walk to the fitting room. He tells me what fits and what doesn't. And I run and I just do it. Because then it takes an hour.
Yeah, absolutely.
I bring him the shirts. He's like, this? I'm like, just try it on. And he's like, yeah, let's just go. I'm like, see? I'm not totally stupid. So we got him a couple pairs of jeans, few shirts. And he wanted some like oversized sweatshirts. And so I'm like, fine with me. I don't care. And he'll go any color too. Like I brought him a pink one. He's like, yeah, I like that. I want to get that.
Oh, nice.
I'm like, all right, great.
Hmm.
Perfect.
And but this is stuff he'll take to
Denton.
Denton.
If he goes there, we'll see. Kid's got to get his license. It's like getting, it's getting ridiculous now. He's 3 years past the point where he can get his license.
Well.
But yesterday, I let him drive for a minute and, you know, doing the parking lot thing that mom does.
Uh-huh.
And I, it, like.
Yeah, on your lap.
Yes, he sat, I sat him on my lap and he scared the car. And
that's fun.
Yeah, he's just so, he's like really scared about it. Like it's a fear. I'm like, you, it's like any video game. You figure out how it works and you can, you learn the parameters of the car.
Except this when you die in real life.
Right.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, there is no game over reset. You can't respawn, but we had a lovely day together. And
I didn't have that at all. I still don't have it.
Have what?
The fear of driving. I just don't have it.
No, I know.
Mm.
Well, I mean, once you get used to it, there's no more fear. You know, my only fear is that I won't find parking. That bums me out. Every place I go, the first thing I'm like, what's the parking situation?
Yeah.
I only get fears in the rain now when it's really like with hydroplaning and stuff like that.
Well, I go really slow.
As soon as I get a little
that.
Bit of, ooh, I'm like, oh, I'm
going to go our like cars are really light.
35 the rest of the way here. I'm just like freaking out.
It's really, really light. And I find that when it's wet and windy is the times I have some fear in my car. It's like it feels like it's really affected
like a piece
by
of
that.
Paper.
Yeah. Like a plastic bag. Do you ever feel? A plastic bag.
What?
It's a Katy Perry song.
Once you have a motorcycle also and you ride that in rain and wind and things mm-hmm. and traffic, you suddenly you're like a car
it's
is
like a
luxury. Right. You can't believe.
Right.
I mean, when I had a motorcycle, part of the problem for me was because I was at the beach, the stopping to get some boots or some kind of shoe on your foot mm-hmm. and then the whole let me get a jacket on even the and I got to put a, like, it becomes, you can't just jump in and go and get a Ben and Jerry's real quick.
Huh.
Or whatever.
Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah,
what
leave,
I mean.
I leave thinking I'm going to get there a lot faster, but it takes me 10 minutes just to put my stuff on.
Right.
Right. You know? You got to gear up. Yeah. Never ride those.
It's a whole damn thing,
yeah,
man.
Just don't do it.
Oh, you
just
got
don't
it.
Do
all
it.
Right.
Just do not ride motorcycles
just leave them
and
sitting
live.
In the garage. That's fine.
You know what I'm seeing right
and
now?
Walk.
And I don't, I still have to get to the bottom of it.
What is it, dear?
Did you see the video of the Lexus flying off the cliff in San Mateo?
I did.
Did you see this?
I didn't see it.
Horrible.
When did this happen?
A couple weeks back, someone, whatever direction they were going, someone was moving forward on a cliff, just a freeway, right?
Here's a still of the video. That is flying off a 100-foot cliff.
How did they get that video?
Someone had a dash cam.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
And they're just coming on the other side of the street. My God.
So, and it's a video, so I'll find the video.
Do I need to see it?
Because look at it again.
You could see that shooting off.
Launch. It's full on.
Did the what
happened
to the person?
Gina and Lola. What is that, ladies? What is that?
Gina Lola.
No. He's thinking of the two women. They jump.
Anne Marie and
Gina Davis and Susan Sarandon.
Oh, here's a slow-mo. Look.
Oh, boy.
Launch.
Just awful.
So they're saying it might be a deep fake, that it may not even be true.
Really?
It's one of those videos.
Oh, so we didn't hear that this person lived
or died. I
never
heard a follow-up about it.
So there's a question to the authenticity. That's what. So I just saw that on the front page of the Mercury News and was like, "Oh, it's fake. Oh, I hope it's fake.
I hope it's fake too, because I don't see how that person could have survived."
Did they say it was about a group? At first, I heard that it was too dangerous for officials to go get the vehicle.
Uh-huh.
Then I never heard anything else. Vinny, did that Mercury article say if it was the same group? He keeps doing these kind of stunts around the Bay Area.
I have to finish the story. Mm. I just saw that it's a deep fake and was like taken out of our conversation because I went, wait a minute. That's I watched that 20 times trying to figure out. I drive that area.
Yeah.
Where
I drove it yesterday on the way home.
Yeah.
I drive that all the time.
Double
it's down one.
Highway 1, yeah.
Unbelievable.
So, yeah, I mean, that's, well, I hope it is a fake.
I hope it is, but I also, that it frightens me that something can be faked like that.
I'm watching a report from KPIX here.
Can you what
hear
are
some
they
of
saying?
It?
Yes.
Yeah.
Huh.
So you've got actually debate happening in the article, which I'll read after we tap out. But it, I hope it's fake.
I hope so too, because no one survived that.
Right. It's a
It looks like there's a ledge beneath where he was standing. Like you'd think that at least the car, I mean, gravity takes over pretty quick.
Ay, ay, ay.
That, yeah, that's...
Anyway.
Thelma and Louise, guys.
Thelma
and Louise. That's what I was trying to say!
How could we not remember
I
that?
I know, I love that movie. Also,
I didn't even see it.
Old and our memories are going.
415 says there was a video of a green car launching off a cliff in Pismo Beach. 707 says... let's see. No, this is 408. It says there's a video of a woman going off the road into the river in Antioch yesterday. So that's why I'm wondering if it's this group that keeps
doing it.
Yeah.
Fakes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I hope it is.
Because I'll try to get to the bottom
to
of it.
Yeah. But also, please stop peppering the news with fake things. You're really, you know, bringing that to life.
Yeah, they have the Coast Guard looking for the car.
Right.
Yeah.
When someone else could be using their help.
Yep.
Anyway. Good morning, everyone. The world
Let's
is
do it.
All left up. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.